And this is the third and absolutely critical piece. Biden goes out of his way to pour cold water on the idea of doing much more than rolling back Trump-era executive orders using his own new powers.
And so there's some things that I'm going to be able to do by executive order. I'm not going to hesitate to do it. But what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to do what used to, Benita, you probably used to get angry with me during the debates, when you'd have some of the people you were supporting said, on day one, I'm going to executive order to do this. Not within the constitutional authority. I am not going to violate the Constitution. Executive authority that my progressive friends talk about is way beyond the bounds. And as one of you said, maybe you, Reverend Al, whether it's far left or far right, there is a Constitution. It's our only hope. Our only hope. And the way to deal with it is where I have executive authority, I will use it to undo every single damn thing this guy has done by executive authority. But I'm not going to exercise executive authority where it's questioned, where I can come along and say, I can do away with assault weapons. There's no executive authority to do away with that.
So you can all put your arguments about the class dynamics of canceling student debt back in the drawer, because this guy, he's not planning on doing anything, let alone something as big as that.